This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden ending his first year with so many challenges. Why that's leaving Democrats panicked and frustrated.
The Biden administration has mismanaged COVID. It has mismanaged inflation. It has mismanaged the border. And it has mismanaged foreign policy all in one year. If the aliens landed tomorrow and said, take me to your leader, it would be embarrassing.
Foolish humans. Oh, yes, Kudos. Earth is now ripe for the plucking.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Choo-choo! All aboard the Ladybug Express!
And of course, you won't be surprised to know, the president has a special interest in trains. And he'll talk to you about it for a very, very long time. And he knows more about it than many engineers.
My name is Joe Amtrak Biden.
I like trains.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You just heard Ralph Northam say that Virginians were voting based on anger and fear. And 508 says, I think we can safely say Virginians were plenty angry and scared before anyone on the other side started. Yes, before anyone started campaigning. Yes, that's why they voted for Youngkin, because they were angry and scared for their livelihoods, for their society, for their children, most especially for their children. 844-500-4242. I just was looking at an editorial here in the National Review, which is basically a never-Trumper rhino publication nowadays, much to the chagrin, I'm sure, of the shade of William F. Buckley Jr. But they're never-Trumpers, and they've got an editorial here today. They just posted Fauci Must Go. It's a really good editorial. I'll read it to you later on. It's nothing that all of us haven't thought, but it's good to see it from a Beltway establishment organ. And they're saying that among his other sins, he's incredibly insolent. What a great word, insolent. I got to use that word more often, insolent, because that describes his behavior with Rand Paul and Roger Marshall, the senator from Kansas, who he called a moron. How dare he call anyone a moron? Roger Marshall is one of his bosses. He called him a moron. That's insolence for you. All right, time now for the chump line.
CNN's motto for January 6th is, we're going to beat that dead horse until it comes back to life.
I'll tell you, if they keep beating that dead horse, I'll tell you one thing that's not coming back to life, and that's their ratings.
So cloth masks are all theater. Who knew? Oh, that's right. Rand Paul knew.
Yeah. Let me just read you Rand Paul's tweet on this when he was banned from YouTube. Does this mean snot-nosed censors at YouTube will come to my office and kiss my ... and admit I was right? And, of course, that's a rhetorical question. We all know the answer to that. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Scally's Irish Ale House on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. For mouth-watering shepherd's pie, scrumptious chicken pot pie, or my decadent favorite, the cheeseburger egg roll. Casual dining and an Irish welcome. What more could you ask for? Scally's Irish Ale House is the place to be on Cape Cod.
Polls? We're Democrats. We don't need no stinking polls.
They just need something that rhymes with polls, rolls, voting rolls. And you cannot purge the voting rolls of people who have died. That is so undemocratic.
Uh-oh, Joe. Hillary's pulling the pantsuits out of the closet.
I'll tell you, she's going to have a model let out. She was never that svelte to begin with, but the last few years, when you're doing nothing but swilling Chardonnay by the gallon, it's going to pack on the weight, especially when you're 75 years old.
Hey, Howie, one thing you can say about Joe Biden is that he's consistent. Every day is consistently worse than the day before.
Yeah, it's his problems are not the kind that that get better if you take a few days off. You just keep going downhill.
Hey, Howie, I found the doctors who wrote that letter condemning Joe Rogan.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Howard. Dr. Howard.
Yeah, I think, that's the old Three Stooges short subject. They're all in the hospital. Yeah, those are the doctors, all right. You're right about that.
Well, the death certificate for the Texas hostage taker lists COVID as the cause of death.
It probably will. He's not the first victim of a gunshot wound that will be listed as a COVID victim. It'll mean some extra money for the nursing home, I think, won't it? Or the funeral home.
COVID-19 can cause a loss of taste. No wonder the left acted in haste. It can also quell the sense of smell, which was plenty of reason to lay the country to waste.
Yeah, it has laid the country to waste. I mean, there's in so many ways. I mean, we're going to be dealing with the hangover from this this Trump derangement syndrome, which is what COVID-19 is. Ultimately, it's a manifestation of TDS. We're going to be dealing with this for a generation, maybe two generations, with the kids being so affected mentally and dumbed down, no education for years on end.
You know, it's easy to save money and beat inflation at the supermarket when the shelves are empty.
Yeah, it's easy to cut down carbon emissions too when when the price of gasoline is $6 a gallon. People are going to somehow tend to drive less, I think.
Joe Biden here. Of course we're in competent hands. We're all incompetent. No joke.
I'm sure he'll be saying stuff equally stupid tomorrow at his press conference.
So the United States and the Russians are going to have some talks in Geneva. Well, we'll just have to see who blinkens first.
Don't you think Vladimir Putin is quaking in his boots at the thought of going mano a mano with Anthony Blinken? Anthony Beta Blinken.
Lovey, can you believe Genghis Carr said he's manly like quarter breaker Roger Ahrens? What, does he think he dances and plays bridge? Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like everybody else from Beantown, I'll be rooting for Tom Bradley and the Boston Patriots in this year's Super Cup.
Yeah, John Kerry, he's a man of the people. He's a real sports fan, you know? He knows... Still remember the 2004 campaign. I never forget. Just got the latest from the Fenway Park. Tigers 2, Red Stockings 4. And then they asked him, you know, when he was trying to be a man of the people, they said, who was your favorite player as a youth?
My favorite player was Roy Sievers.
Of course, Roy Sievers played for the Washington Senators, which is where he really lived. He didn't live in Massachusetts. He lived in D.C.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. If you didn't hear your message just now or you'd like to hear a second Chump Line, there is a second Chump Line of the day with the messages we didn't use. It's called Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is posted every weekday evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Scally's Irish Ale House on Route 28 in West Yarmouth. From mouthwatering shepherd's pie or scrumptious chicken pot pie or my decadent favorite, the cheeseburger egg roll. Casual dining and an Irish welcome. What more could you ask for? It's a great place. Scally's Irish Ale House is the place to be on Cape Cod.
Uh-oh, Joe. Hillary's pulling the pantsuits out of the closet.
She's going to have to do a little shopping at Lane Bryant or Lane Bryant double double X. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the Chump Line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Chump Line, weekdays at 5 right here on the Howie Carr Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
This year, let HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Now that Omicron is fading, will there soon be another variant to keep the panic going?
Yeah, I'm with the texter. It's going to be called another con.
97% yes. Say yes, another one's coming.
All right. So the next possible disaster from the Brandon administration could be this 5G mobile network services at airports. And it could the airlines are concerned that it could, it's going into effect tomorrow, and the airlines are concerned that it could interfere with airport aircraft technology. And I don't pretend to understand it, but there's a story up that Emirates Airlines out of Dubai has just, as a matter of just concern about what's going to happen, has suspended flights to Boston Logan Airport and a bunch of other airports, including Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Miami, Newark, Orlando, San Francisco, and Seattle. So they're suspending flights as concerns swirl about the impact of 5G mobile network services at airports. So this could be the first of several shoes to drop. And you know, just what we need. I mean, they got enough problems with the airlines already with the you know, the Omicron, people getting sick, and then just people just deciding to take off because they can get the free time off because of the governmental rules. So it could be another big mess from brought on. Thanks, Brandon. 844-500-4242. Fauci must go. I want to read you this editorial. It's a good editorial by the National Review, and I'm not a big National Review fan anymore. Again, they're really bad to Trump, and they have to take a dig at Trump in this editorial about Fauci. But you know, that's part of the they're inside the Beltway. You know, it's part of their MO now. President Joe Biden should relieve Dr. Anthony Fauci of his duties at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases as chief medical advisor to the White House and as the public face of the American government's response to COVID-19. This is the National Review, editors. It is past time for public health policy to shift to acknowledging that COVID-19 is an endemic disease and, for the most part, a risk for individuals to manage. Fauci stands in the way of executing that shift and communicating it to the public. Boy, does he ever. Fauci's own behavior has undermined public trust in the response to the pandemic. by sitting for celebrity puff profiles and documentaries. This is not just us saying this. This is the establishment saying this. You know, if the National Review is saying this, it's only a matter of time till, say, the maybe not the Washington Post, but the Wall Street Journal will be saying it. By stifling public debate about the origins of COVID-19 and the proper response to it, by responding in lawyerly and evasive fashion to questions about NIH research dollars supporting work at the Wuhan lab. In his nasty spats with Senator Ron Paul and other office holders, he simply hasn't parried criticisms, but tried to land political blows himself. It has always been bizarre that the head of an obscure agency has soaked up so much media attention. Over the past 2 years, Fauci has done so many interviews with so many outlets, from Sunday shows to obscure podcasts, that one wonders how he had time for his day job. Even the most shameless media hogs in Washington might blush at Fauci's interview schedule. It would be one thing if he were merely delivering updates on the state of COVID, but he has gone way beyond that and delved into pure self-promotion. How does the appearance of Fauci on the cover of In Style, sitting by the pool in sunglasses, declaring, "With all due modesty, I think I'm pretty effective," advance public health? Now comes the obligatory rip on Trump. When President Trump was inconstant, was inattentive, or seemed to wish away the crisis, Fauci presented a sober, reassuring confidence in the power of scientific inquiry to help us navigate the crisis. I'm going to call BS on that. But he did not trust the public to restrain themselves, so he lied about masks and other things. This was a public that was already making wrenching, unthinkable sacrifices, foregoing the funerals of loved ones, surrendering their jobs, closing down their businesses in an attempt to meet the ultimately unrealistic task public health had set for them of stopping the spread of COVID-19. They deserved candor. This pattern of Fauci's intentional deceit is totally unbecoming for a public servant. Do you ever think you'd hear the establishment saying things like this? Not just us. You know, the people on the street, but, you know, the grandees, the mandarins, the Pharisees. Trying to shape or manipulate public opinion and behavior is not the job of public health experts. Their job is to clearly and candidly inform a self-governing people and their representatives. Fauci has peremptorily dismissed criticism of his work as criticism of science itself. The effect has been to bring science into disrepute. Fauci participated and amplified the smoke and mirrors public relations campaign launched by Echo Health Alliance's Dr. Peter Daszak to rule out the lab leak theory of COVID-19 as a conspiracy theory. Subsequent email links and FOIA requests have shown Fauci acting more like the head of a cartel of scientific experts. A post-pandemic investigation should determine whether the American and global health response to the pandemic was stymied and slowed because of the prejudices and hobby horses of a handful of bureaucrats in Washington, including Fauci, who controlled the distribution of $32 billion annually. His political dispositions shape his alarmism and have discredited him with a large swath of the country that any viable public health strategy has to be able to reach. He denounced people for attending college football games in a region of the country where COVID was in seasonal decline. No outbreaks materialized. He's been under fire from Republican senators and House members and has handled it increasingly poorly, caught on a hot mic calling Senator Roger Marshall a moron. Fauci's claim that he himself represents the science and his admitted deceptions of the public are incompatible with each other and intolerably insolent. There's that word to boot. He must go. Amen. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
207 says, how long before they blame the FAA and the 5G crisis on Trump? They probably would have, but now AT&T and Verizon have delayed the rollout near the key airports for a while. So they didn't. The Brandon administration didn't need another transportation crisis here in the middle of the winter. So
this includes everything from strengthening our cybersecurity to deepening our cooperation to build an open, secure G5 network. A 5G network, I should say.
Oh, boy. Okay.
They're not sitting still. They're going out and getting G5 and going to dominate. I mean, what are we doing?
Is G5 anything like 5G? All right. Mike Huckabee last night on Sean Hannity's show, he said, how can we keep America-hating anti-Semitic terrorists out of our synagogues when we can't even keep them out of Congress? Who could he possibly be referring to? And I love this headline from the Babylon Bee today. Democrats warn that Republicans plan to steal election by blocking Democrat efforts to steal election. That's very... The Babylon Bee is just a really, really good satirical site. It puts the Onion to shame. It's just as good as it gets. 844-500-4242. And again, that article that I wrote, that was a Fauci must go. That's from the National Review. And it's written by the editor. Someone says, was that written by Rich Lowry? I don't know who wrote it. He is the editor, but I don't know who wrote it. But it was a good piece.
We'll tweet it and get it and whatnot.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. We'll tweet it out and we'll get it out. So we haven't totally left Twitter yet, but soon. We're working on it. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
That article from the National Review said Fauci must go.
Yes.
He's been misleading the country the entire time. He's financed this the concocting of this poison and lying about it and lying about the Congress and the American people and putting this facade on for such a long time and being cocky on top of that. Not only should he go, he should be either behind jail, behind bars, or be treated as a treasonist because he is doing what is against the people's will, and that is treason.
You know, Jim Jordan from Ohio is saying that there's going to be an investigation of Fauci if Republicans take over the House, which it looks like they will, and there certainly should be. I mean, of the way he's handled this, and I don't buy this crap that, you know, he was the calm guiding hand while Trump was just running amok. I think I think he was promoting this to destroy Donald Trump, and he knew exactly what he was doing, and he it was a combination of he was doing it for his Democrat masters and he was doing it for his own insatiable ego. You know, the guy, talk about a narcissist. The National Review, you know, understated how obnoxious he's been. He had those candles behind him. You know, it's one thing, I mean, someone sends you a candle and your picture's on it as a joke. Ha ha, that's good, that's funny. But he had it in his office. Like he thought it was a great idea to have candles and socks and mittens and ski caps named, with his visage on them. I mean, it's just, the guy's a complete megalomaniac. And how about his portfolio, too? This is, I mentioned that he has a $10.4 million portfolio. Roger Marshall, the guy he called a moron, the senator from Kansas, who's also a physician, he actually got the thing. He sent a scorching letter to his agency after Fauci called him a moron, and they finally coughed it up. This is from the New York Post. The president's chief medical advisor and his wife have $10.4 million in investments at the end of 2020. So that's not even including what he made last year. And his pension, he's on track for a pension of $350,000 a year. That's his pension. He's a public servant. He makes $424,312. That was in 2020. His portfolio of $10.4 million includes $2.3 million in unrealized gains. Senator Marshall said, Dr. Fauci was completely dishonest about his financial disclosures being open to the public. Dr. Fauci must be held accountable to all Americans who have been suing and requesting for this information but don't have the power of a Senate office to ask for it. In a mix of trust and retirement accounts, he and his wife hold Atlas Large Cap Mutual Funds, PIMCO Investment Grade Bond Funds, and they always have this. All the libs have one of these. A tax-exempt municipal debt fund. That means they don't pay taxes on it. They want everybody else to pay taxes. It's like Kerry and his wife, Mama T, when they were running for president in 2004.
I want higher taxes on Americans.
And he's got tens of millions of dollars in tax-free municipal bonds. I remember asking his campaign to comment on that. How can he call for higher taxes on Americans when he's assiduously avoiding taxes? Not just by registering his yacht in Rhode Island, but by buying all these tax-free municipal bonds, which I like. I like those things. I like not paying taxes, but I'm not demanding that everybody else pay higher taxes. I'm not a hypocrite about it. So it's classic that Fauci would have tax-free municipal bonds to avoid taxes. Other holdings include the PAX Elevate Global Women's Leadership Fund, which invests in companies highly rated for, quote, advancing women through gender diverse boards, senior leadership teams, and other policies and practices. Oh, isn't that great? How woke is he? And the Matthews Pacific Tiger Fund. I wonder where the Pacific Tiger Fund invests money. Oh, it focuses on East Asian nations, in particular China. So he has a lot of money invested in China, who he's trying to protect from being outed as spreading the Wuhan Red Death. The filing also disclosed between $250,000 and $500,000 in a money market account and between $50,000 and $100,000 in a 529 tuition account. What is that for, his great-great-grandchildren? Fauci also reported a stake worth between $1,000 and $15,000 in Jackson Fillmore, a trattoria in San Francisco within the district of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. On the income side, Fauci is paid between $100,000 and $1 million in royalties by McGraw-Hill. So I'm sure all the medical companies that he's favoring, they buy his books in bulk. If he's like most politicians who are feathering their own nests. 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, is taking more heat about this party, these parties, plural, that he had. He was imposing lockdowns on the entire country, and one in particular in May of 2020, when the whole country was totally locked down and you weren't allowed to be outside with more than one person, and he was having a BYOB drink fest, a kegger in at the number 10 Downing Street, which is his home in the compound, the government compound. So do you believe him any more than you believe AOC or Karen Pulido or Lori Lightfoot or Gina Raimondo or any of these hack politicians, Republican and Democrat alike, who claim that, oh, we're just following the rules. They don't, if they were serious about this, if they really believed they were in danger of dying, they wouldn't be throwing these parties. And I know Boris got sick, but he doesn't lead a very, he has comorbidities, including his weight. But, obviously these people don't believe that the disease is as deadly as they keep telling us, or they wouldn't be throwing these parties. They wouldn't be hanging out at bars. They wouldn't be taking part in these demonstrations. They wouldn't be telling their constituents that they could feel free to loot and burn and not wear masks as long as they were protesting injustice. So this is Boris Johnson again, trying to alibi the May 2020 party at number 10 Downing Street, 22.
Categorically, that nobody told me, and nobody said that this was something that was against the rules, it was a breach of the COVID rules, or we were doing something that wasn't a work event, because frankly, I don't think, I can't imagine why on earth it would have gone ahead, or why it would have been allowed to go ahead.
Nobody told him. He's the prime minister. Why would it have been allowed? You're the boss. You're the most powerful politician in that country. Nobody told me, mate. I didn't know, Governor. I just wanted to have me a pint. Cut 23.
Dominic Commons was your closest advisor, and he said he verbally warned you about this. Is he lying?
I can't believe that we would have gone ahead with an event that people were saying was against the rules or against
what you're asking people to do.
And nobody warned me that it was against the rules. I'm absolutely categorical about it, because I would remember that.
Yeah, sure. Mistakes were made, as Bill Clinton used to say. Nobody told me I couldn't do it, Governor. Blimey, you try to run me out of office just because I wanted to have a gin and tonic? Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with the code Howie. They normally go for $109.99. Wow, what savings? $39.99 instead of $109.99. Just call 1-800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. These are towels that work. They're great towels. Thick and absorbent. Call and soft. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
You can already see the way this is going. They're going to blame, they are going to blame Trump for the 5G situation, or as Joe Biden calls it, the G5 situation. This is the headline of the Daily Mail. AT&T delays turning on 5G towers near some U.S. airport runways over airlines' fears of, quote, catastrophic disruption, unquote. Frustrated telecom giant attacks FAA and aviation industry for wasting, quote, the 2 years they've had to responsibly plan. Wait, who was president for one of those years? So, Jen Psaki, a day out from...
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
A day out from the press conference, they were asking why Biden won't release the visitors' logs to his Delaware home. Can only imagine who's visiting. You know, it's always very telling to see who visits the White House or where the president is, wherever it is. That's why after JFK's assassination, the last thing Bobby Kennedy did before he and Jackie left the White House on the Monday after the assassination on Friday was he grabbed all the logs so you couldn't see all the hookers and everybody that JFK was bringing into the White House. So I don't know who Biden is bringing into the White House. Probably not hookers at his age and his decrepitude. But Jen Psaki said, well, you know, it's a very sacred place for him. His wife and his son are buried there. So again, now they're not just mentioning Bo, they're mentioning the first wife. You know, they're waving the bloody shirt all the way around to stop any kind of questions about the Biden crime family. But she also got into Jen Psaki also got into a heated exchange with a reporter. I don't know what the reporter, which reporter is, about the testing and the fact that there aren't any tests and that they're going to be delayed for an indefinite period of time. Cut 18.
How can President Biden shut down the virus if he's, you know, not being briefed on these ideas? That's my question. So I'm wondering who were the advisors and was President Biden briefed on this idea at the time?
Well, I think I just answered your question, which you may not have been listening. Maybe you were waiting to read your next question, which is fine. But I just answered your question. Let me finish, Stephen, I'm finishing. What I said to you just a minute ago is that we did not have the capacity at the moment. We had a very constructive meeting with this group. We agreed in the need to expand our testing capacity. That's why we quadrupled the size of our testing capacity and why the president had already used the Defense Production Act to invest $3 billion. But the market did not have the capacity at that moment to do what we're doing tomorrow.
Yes, I hear what you're saying, but that's not the question I asked. The question I asked was,
do you have another question? I think I've answered your question.
Was President Biden briefed at the time?
Again, I've answered your question. If you have another one, I'm happy to answer it. Otherwise, I'm going to move on to the next person.
I didn't get answers there, but I'll move on to another one.
Great.
I'm glad Steve Nelson from the New York Post, which is also owned by Rupert Murdoch, like Fox News Channel is. I mean, he's like, you know, working the Texas tag team with Peter Doocy. I'm glad somebody's got to do it, you know? 844-500-4242. So CNN, again, they're... I think CNN, they hear the footsteps. You know, they know that their model is not sustainable, to use one of their favorite words. So this is John Berman, one of the real Democrat operatives with press passes. He's letting the cat out of the bag, as if we didn't all know it, about gasoline prices. Cut 16.
Americans will drive less and make fewer trips to stores this year because of rising gas prices and inflation. Consumer prices rose 7% last year, the fastest 12-month pace since 1982. AAA shows gas prices rising this month is after a drop in December. Cornell says this will likely prompt shoppers, he's ahead of Target, to eat at home instead of restaurants and look for cheaper generic brands.
Yeah, vaccine passports aren't helping much either in places like New York and Boston, especially since in Boston, like, I don't think Cambridge and Somerville have gone to the passports. So, I mean, you know, you're gonna do you want to bring your vaccine passport, or do you just want to drive across the river? I think the answer's pretty obvious, isn't it? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.